The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the future of space travel was stuck in the mud. The first Saturn I booster being transferred from NASA's Huntsville, Alabama facility to Cape Canaveral was being transported aboard a Navy barge that became mired in mud. This resulted in a 24-hour delay while the barge was freed. On this day in 1973, a leak in the thruster on the Apollo Command and Service Module docked at the Skylab Space Station proved serious enough that NASA started making plans to launch a Skylab rescue mission using a modified five-seater Apollo vehicle mounted atop a Saturn 1B and rolled out to the pad in readiness for the emergency flight. Extra engineers and employees were brought in to work round-the-clock shifts to get the vehicle ready for the emergency mission's projected September 9th launch date. But the thruster issue was resolved, and the first ever planned space rescue mission, which would have been flown by astronauts Vance Brand and Don Lind, never happened. Brand flew in the Apollo Soyuz test project instead, and both he and Lind later flew aboard space shuttle missions. Gary Larson of the Far Side fame was born today in 1950. Carl Lumley, who starred in Mantis in the 90s, and later the voice of the Martian Manhunter for the animated Justice League, was born in 1951. Composer James Horner, who did the music for everything from Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, to Krull, to Aliens, to Avatar, was born today in 1953. Star Trek writer and producer Brandon Braga was born today in 1965. He also worked on the 21st century edition of the documentary series Cosmos. On this day in 1998, writer Shel Silverstein died. In 1972, the last episode of the fatalistic, futuristic, slightly paranoid series Doomwatch aired on BBC One, but it wasn't meant to be the last episode. This episode, titled Killer Dolphins, is now missing from the BBC's archives, like quite a few episodes of Doomwatch. The next episode made, however, does survive, but was never shown. The untransmitted episode was literally titled Sex and Violence, and it was vetoed by the BBC for its controversial content, and production was halted before the 13th and final episode of the season could be filmed. So, the last episode of Doomwatch that anyone actually got to see involved killer dolphins, just for the record. And mark this day on your calendar, it's time for the Time Warp. The Rocky Horror Picture Show opened on this day in 1975. In 1978, BBC aired the last episode of what's often said to be both the worst British science fiction series and the worst Britcom ever made.
Oh, George, that was pretty fierce.
That's the Earth, isn't it?
Oh, fancy. We'll be back there in a few minutes.
Isn't it getting smaller?
It's obviously an optical illusion.
No, no, it is getting smaller. What
the hell's
happening?
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but there's been a bit of a malfunction down here.
Has our orbit gone eccentric?
Well, you're no longer in orbit. Well, you're heading for the outer limits of the solar system.
Come Back, Mrs. Noah, from the makers of Are You Being Served, ran only 6 episodes, and it involved a stereotypical clueless housewife being stuck aboard a space station with a host of other stereotypical clueless characters. There was no demand for a second season, and all involved got back to work on making Are You Being Served. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.